Welcome back to Change the Channel. This is episode 2, and we're diving into conversations that really help us shift toward the things that we want in the world and help us to navigate beyond what was, beyond the world that was so full of distraction and competition and corruption and disruption. Really moving away from the warring and defending against and into a world where we are catapulted to our greatness. It's really what this podcast is about, inspiring us to reach for our own excellence, excellence that we determine from within, excellence that is just for us, not determined by what the outside world wants for us, but by what we want for us. Which really brings me into the topic for today. And today's topic is all about liberation. Liberation. Being liberated. Liberty. The liberation of your own being. And I want to talk about this in the context of relationships or the inner knowing that we have, that feeling inside of us that is letting us know that there is something that we feel stuck by, something that is holding us back. You know, that feeling when you just know that something isn't quite right. You know, something needs to change. You know that you're in a situation that really isn't serving, but it's just a feeling. You can't really put your finger on it. You don't really have the evidence. You don't really have the knowing. You don't really understand what it is that is wrong. You just know something isn't aligned. You've been in that feeling, that sensation. I know I definitely have. I think back to, you know, relationships that I've been in, my marriage, relationships with friends, business partners. There's always been these times in life where we've been in a situation that we just know this isn't for me. And yet we stay there. And for a couple of reasons, we'll talk about that. We have a few key things I want to talk about today, but I want to begin with that feeling that we have about this something that might not be right. It's hard to trust it. It's hard to trust that feeling. And there's a couple of reasons for that, because sometimes that feeling is leading us astray, and that is the truth. And so we question it, because that feeling is saying, you know, there's something not quite right here. And oftentimes it's the feeling is accurate, but what is the source of the feeling? Sometimes people can feel, I just feel that that person is this or that, or I just feel that this is happening for this reason, and there is no evidence. And so they look for the evidence. They look for the evidence to prove that. But here's really the first place we want to go to. And I want to talk about being really clear and discerning in these situations. I really want to help us open up to being able to claim that liberation that I was talking about. So we'll bring this all back to liberty and liberation. So that feeling of something's not quite right, it's linked to one of two pathways. It's either linked to a very clear idea about what you don't want. And you'll hear me talk about this in a lot of different conversations that we have, because it's that important. Because we have different ways of looking at life. Life's either happening to me or for me. And I either want something for my life, or I don't want something for my life. There are two different approaches. I can look at life as a fleeing from, a running from, a creating away from. I don't want this, therefore I do this. I don't want, therefore I do. It's a way of life. It's a way of life for millions of people. I don't want this, so I better protect myself. I don't want this, so I better wear this. I don't want this, so I'm afraid. I don't want. And then there's the frame of mind of, I do want. I want a life full of love and expansion, and I want freedom and health and expression. I don't want, or I do want. Now, if you're a don't wanter, I don't want struggle. I don't want war. I don't want frustrating friendships and connections. I don't want this. I don't want that. You're not alone. So many of us were raised to use this type of contrast to create our reality. Yet what it's doing is it creates these feelings inside. So when you have a feeling of, this is not the person for me, it's because you're focused on keeping yourself from what you don't want. Now, that sounds like, well, awesome. That's a great win. Except for it's not guiding you towards what you want, and it's not helping you discern whether or not a pathway is actually good for you because it brings you to what you want. It doesn't help you maneuver beyond it. Instead, what that feeling does is it continues to bring you people and experiences that prove to you that you can keep yourself from what you don't want, that you need to be safe from it, that you need to protect yourself, and it does not align you or ally you with the experiences that will move you forward. It just keeps you running from, chasing from, hiding from the things that you don't want, and you have a mediocre life experience. Now, I'm not shaming that. I've been there. I've absolutely been in that position where I felt like, as long as I can pay the bills and I don't get my electricity cut off and I keep my job and whatever, then I'm okay, which means I'm willing to compromise who I am and what I want in order to protect myself, which means I'm willing to compromise in friendships. I'm willing to compromise in relationships in order to get what I want. It means that I'm going to get signals that something isn't quite right because I'm not safe in one way, but I'll be willing to stay in something that keeps me safe in another. Let's use an example that may hit home for many. Maybe staying in a relationship because you're afraid that you won't have enough money. And so you decide that the fear of not having enough, the fear of not being able to protect yourself or your well-being, the fear of not being able to feed your children or your family, keeps you in a relationship or keeps you in a job. That keeps you from having what you want too. It keeps you from expansion. It keeps you from dreaming, and it keeps you living in a situation that you don't love because it keeps you from experiencing something that may or may not happen. I keep the job so that I have the money, so that I don't go broke, so that I'm okay, stay in the relationship because of this or that. And so then everything is a decision between what's the least evil term for me? What's the least bad option? And your life becomes a series of least bad options. It's exhausting. But if what you want is your priority and you're focused on what you want, there's a magical shift that happens. At least it feels magical for me, and it felt magical in my life. Was making the decision to always know what I want, to being so clear about what I want that I was looking for evidence in the world that what I want could be fulfilled. And I would call in experiences that were what I wanted. And when I had that feeling inside that someone or something or some experience was not quite right, I began to understand that I could trust that because it was actually pointing me towards what I want. That relationship or experience would not bring me what I want. So let's contrast that a little bit. So one feeling of this isn't quite right is keeping me safe. It's helping me to feel okay with compromising who I am to get what I want. It's okay to steal this or do that as long as I'm safe. Versus, I really want a world where I don't need to steal, where I'm wealthy and abundant and have the freedom to do and be and feel whatever I want to feel. And therefore, I am maneuvered away from anything that wants to stop that, anything that's in the way of that. I'm maneuvered away from it. Now, this can feel subtle, but it's significant because one is moving you towards expansion, towards the extraordinary. And one is keeping you from the bottom, which means you can get really close to it. You can have a really, your life can be going this direction as long as it doesn't hit the total bottom. Then you're okay. The other one is maneuvering you up, 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 right? Wish I could show you this on a scale, like you're moving up or you're moving down. And you're avoiding this bottom space, and hopefully you will. and the other you're reaching for the top and everything is maneuvering you towards the top, and yet you're okay with going all the way. And for some, you're not. And that's a different conversation. We'll talk about that another time. But being pointed in the direction of that freedom, of that expansion, the liberation happens in the decision between these. There's a moment when you recognize your life has been in that pathway of keeping myself from what I don't want. And I've been on the path of creating what I don't want and avoiding what I don't want and keeping myself safe and compromising. There's a moment where you can choose to hone in on what you want. And it's a scary moment because it's going to ask you never to compromise. So the other path wanted you to compromise all the time. Compromise this for this and compromise this for this. And you got used to compromising. But now you're flipping the script, so to speak, and you're being asked to get really clear about what you want and take action towards it. Now, here's what's really different about that path that causes some confusion about whether they can trust themselves. Because the other path was all about compromise, you were constantly compromising. You really couldn't trust your feelings because everyone caused you to compromise in service of another one. It never really felt free. But here you get an inkling, this feeling, I think something's off. And it's asking you to trust that and to say, I'm done. I'm out. I don't care why it's off. I just know what I want, who I am, why I want it. I'm clear about that. So I know this feeling is rising up in order to move me closer to it. And so it doesn't matter if I understand why or what this person has done or what the cruel thing is or what the disconnect is or what the challenge is here. I don't need to know. I don't need to wait and find out. I don't need to compromise my dream and my vision to stay here and understand. I can end the situation right now and I can end it with love, knowing that I'm choosing the path. I'm choosing my purpose. I'm choosing what I want. And I'm choosing to not compromise ever. Integrity is the liberation, right? Being in that integral space. And the evidence just arises. Eventually, you find out why that person or that experience was not for you. It just reveals itself. There's nothing to find out. It just emerges. You see it. No compromise comes. Authenticity comes. Transparency comes. The awareness comes. Expansion very quickly. The universe just unfolds it all. So you have a path of always compromising, always finding the evidence, always proving that there was a worse path, always finding the evidence for it, or letting go of needing to find the evidence, letting go of needing to compromise, and choosing to know exactly what you want all the time. This breaks a pattern. It breaks a pattern of living a mediocre life. It breaks a pattern of living in danger, of living in dangerous situations where you'd be willing to be beaten by someone for safety with money, or you'd be willing to be abused or degraded, called names, ignored, all for some sort of safety. The path of continual compromise or the path of no compromise, of integrity. These are the choices we have. And one lies in the, I'm going to follow what I want. And the other lies in, I'm going to follow what I don't want. The liberation is in the choice to see the illusion that was right in front of you, the illusion that you needed to compromise. That was all illusion. You never needed to compromise ever, because the path of no compromise brings you to your dreams. The entire universe conspires to give you what you need, to give you the evidence to help you in that non-compromising state to get what you want. So you never need to stay in a negative situation. I want to talk about this just a little bit more because there are so many people, especially, you know, grew up a woman, grew up believing that I needed to marry and have a spouse and, you know, be in a certain situation in order to be safe, right? I was taught safety. I was taught the compromise path, right? That's normal. I think most of us have been taught to compromise, to be in that place. And so we end up in bad situations And I remember when I was 18, caught in a relationship in a situation that was incredibly abusive. I'd been in this abusive relationship for 2 years, physically, sexually, mentally abusive. And I believed I needed to be there. I really believed that I needed to be there. And as I wanted to leave, and in relationships after that, I would stay much longer than I needed to be there because I was looking to understand the lesson. And maybe you've found yourself in that place too. And there'll be an invitation for liberation from that if you find yourself there in a relationship or situation, whether it's a relationship with money or vitality or a person or a job, whatever it is. If you find yourself staying longer than you need to because you think you haven't gotten the lesson yet, I need to stay here until I understand why I'm here. I need to understand what the lesson is. That's illusion. The lesson does not arrive in the abuse. The lesson arrives in the departure. When you do the postmortem, when you leave, when you make the decision to move towards what you want, it's all revealed. The lesson arrives if you're willing to see it then. You don't need to see it beforehand. You need only make the decision to choose you and choose what you want. The liberation is what actually holds the lesson. You don't get the lesson by staying in denial. It's inconsistent vibrationally. There is no vibrational alignment with denying yourself. Anytime you're denying yourself, you are staying in a state of lying to yourself. It's a trap. It's an illusion. Liberation will bring the lesson. Liberate yourself from that. You are a human being, the bringer of light into this world. You came here to liberate yourself and to liberate others, to be on the path of what you want and to be a creator. Nothing less than that. So liberation. It's breaking the pattern and noticing that there are two choices. There are two pathways. There is a crossroads. There is a crossroads for everyone. Each of us reaches the crossroad. Will I choose to be less than me? Will I choose to compromise? Will I choose the pathway and the pattern of illusion? Or will I choose to be me, to operate from a place of absolute liberation? Will I choose the path of no compromise, the path of integrity? Will I trust myself enough? Will I trust my vision, my desire enough to liberate myself from that illusory pattern? This is really the only question that you need ask. And the moment you decide to choose liberation, not to wait for it, you're the liberator. Your decision to no longer compromise is the decision to liberate. The liberation will unfold and the pathway will be made. But you must choose the liberation. If you do not choose the liberation, you will not see it. Even if your liberator arrives, even if there is evidence in front of you that you can liberate, you will question it because you'll be so used to compromising that it just won't make sense. It won't compute for you. You'll assume there's a compromise. Well, if I choose this for me, then I must have to lose something. If I choose the path of what I want, I must have to give up something important. If I choose to live my purpose, I must not be able to have love. If I choose to have love, I must not be able to live my purpose. If I choose to have a family, I must not be able to have a career. If I choose vitality and health, then I must not be able to have friendships. Whatever it is, the compromise mentality comes from the protection from what you don't want. I don't want to be abandoned. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to be shamed. I don't want to be judged. All of that leads to the illusion and the pattern of I need to protect myself against what I don't want. So the fast path to breaking through this, do you know what you want, really want. And sometimes I ask this question of people and they're like, well, I don't want this. I'll ask them, what do you want? Well, I don't want this. Okay, awesome. What do you want? Well, I don't want this. I'm like, what do you want? Well, I want a house, but I don't want it to be there. It's so ingrained. The compromise is ingrained. The denial, the self-imposed prison of compromise is ingrained. So it's time to awaken this. Awaken this now in you. Awaken the liberator within, the liberation of your own consciousness to choose and choose wisely, not correctly, but wisely. Choose what feels good for you. Choose what lights you up. Choose what only you could want. Don't choose what everybody else wants. That's compromise. You're compromising your vision for what you think is possible. You're compromising your dream for what others think is possible. Compromise. Watch for it. Choose what lights you up and walk towards it with the knowing that your path is unfolding towards the highest possible for you. When you're uncompromising, I didn't say non-compassionate. I didn't say non-inclusive. I didn't say non-loving. I said non-compromising. When you are non-compromising and you anticipate that others are non-compromising too, then you are free to love fully. You are free to include others, to be with others on the path. You are free to experience the highest quality life and then the highest quality life beyond that. And then what's next beyond that and what's next beyond that. And you never have to compromise. You can want more and more and more and more. And it won't be greed and it won't be gluttony. It'll be based on this desire that births up from within you that doesn't expect anyone else to compromise either, which means you're not controlling. You're not trying to put anyone else in a prison either. Liberation is your sovereignty. Liberation is your access back to you. Liberation is what really I invite to be top of mind as we move into the close of, at this time of recording, the close of 2020. Liberate yourself. Don't wait for the leaders to do it. Liberate yourself now. Thank you so much. We look forward to future conversations as we move beyond this conversation into other rich topics. We have a lot of things in store for the rest of the year, including some interviews with other channels and some conversations around how these conversations come to be and the relationship that I have with Jonah. So I hope you'll stay tuned as this podcast grows and develops further. Sending you all so much love. Thank you, and have a beautiful rest of your day. So this week we had a question come in from one of our listeners, and I'll read the question and then go into a response. So I have a question regarding the connection between chakra regions in the body and how the body communicates when a clearing is required, specifically interpreting messages from the body, such as digestive discomfort. I love this question. It really ties into the conversation in today's podcast, because we're talking about listening and trusting ourselves. So the body is one of the ways that we can get information back. It's a feedback loop. So the body responds to our desires, and it responds to our shifting, changing energies, our thought patterns, you know, all the patterns that we've been talking about. The body is constantly communicating, right? So when a clearing is required, the body just lets you know that it is giving feedback. So for example, the digestive discomfort in your question, when you feel some digestive discomfort, it's giving you some information and letting you know that right now it's having a challenge with digestion, and it's likely that it needs some rest or some ease in order to simplify that, to make that simpler. So the body is communicating in these different regions first by letting you know something is in need of change. It's letting you know that something needs to change. So right now there's too much happening in the body. There's energy that's being stifled or stuck or stagnant in one place, and it needs to move forward. So that can happen all over the body where we have this kind of an accumulation of toxicity, an accumulation of too much information coming into the body, too much information and energy, right? These two things come in together. So nutritional information and food energy could be coming into the body in large quantities, or information that is not useful based on the kind of body that you want to experience, the kind of life that you want to experience. So as you're feeling this, you're always being nudged to what's next. Now, whether it's a cleanse and whether you need clearing is a very individual question for the situation. So each chakra is a place where energy moves in and out of the body, which means a lot of symptoms are going to pool there. So symptoms of things that are happening in the body. And that means that that energy has been moving to that place to try to leave the body already. It's already cleansing itself. It's already clearing itself. So you can support more clearing, or you can simply get out of the way of the body clearing, right? So in regards to your question, the connection to the chakras and how the body communicates when there is clearing required is that the body is just giving you a symptom to let you know that something has been difficult, or something is changing, or something is moving. And in order for it to move out, it needs something from you. So you're either going to get information about how to accelerate the clearing, or how to stop causing what's causing the need for the clearing. Or it could be emotional upheaval that is creating this clearing in the body that's reorganizing the cells. There's a lot of things that go into this. But the chakra itself is why you feel certain organs in certain places, and there are connections with those parts of the body. So ultimately, with your strong connection with Source, and we can feel that, you're being asked to get very curious every time you notice a body symptom. So if you feel digestive issues, is to ask it, do you need support? Perhaps it does, perhaps it doesn't. And if you get the feeling that it does, in what ways can I support you right now? And the right now answer could very well be the right now of, right now I just need you to lay down, or I just need some water. And so sometimes that can be interpreted as the solution. Oh, I just needed more water and now it's clearing. But that was the in the moment immediate response. So there's another question. What is it that I could do ongoing to support higher functioning digestion? Is there something? And then listening to hear if it says, you know, stop eating popcorn, or you're bringing in too much of this, or you're not getting enough of that, or you're bringing in too much information or not enough information, or those conversations with your mother-in-law, stop doing that. You know, whatever it is, you'll get the intuitive nudge. And it's really important that you listen and that you ask this series of questions, that you get curious, but not just curious to respond for the instant gratification of it, but get really curious about what is happening here and how can I support, and being okay if the body doesn't respond with feedback beyond, you know, I just need you to lay down. Perhaps nothing needs to happen. Perhaps you've already done the clearing and the body's catching up, which is the last piece we want to add to your question, is that when you feel it in the body, it's the last part of the process. It means you've already been making changes, or you've already been doing things that have manifested this symptom. Everything that happened before this is included in this moment. So perhaps you had an emotional release, or you've been doing Reiki or energy work or healing work or clearing work, and now here is the result of that. In which case, you just want to allow it to keep doing its job. Sometimes people have a huge cry, a huge emotional release, and then they feel bad later. Their stomach's upset later. And it's like, well, that's part of the releasing. The tears were part of it. And so was that. So accounting for the mental, emotional, and physical things that led to this moment and led to it just recently, and noticing, is that behavior that I have regularly, is this a chronic pattern or not? And because you're so connected to source, this will be incredibly easy for you. And the more connected you are and the more that you listen, the easier this becomes. So recognizing the body is always communicating, but action is not always required. And the body is always cleansing. It's cleansing several times a day. So we hope we've answered your question in the way that you were asking it. We were feeling into a few aspects there that were personal for you, and just a recognition and recognition that the parts of the body related to those energy centers will always activate that cleansing flow. So we'll come back to the digestion for just a moment, because we can feel some other questions in the audience. When those digestion issues are occurring, it's often about processing. It's often old emotions. It's often saved information that's being cleared. And it's clearing in that area, in that region of the body. The lower half of the body are those energy centers, those chakras, if you will, that are about restoring safety, stability, connection, our place in life, understanding who we are, where we are, our relationship with our experiences, our family, with other people. And so we're continually processing our experiences and our relationships so that we can reorient our value in the world and our meaning in the world. So when those digestion issues are happening, they're almost always releasing a lack of worth, a lack of feeling like you have worth in the world somewhere. So there's some self-worth stuff that's releasing, which is really powerful. And so you can go through each of these chakras and really feel that. And we talk about that. And I know that this question came out of the Sacred Self community, you know, where we go through the training really specifically about each of those chakras and what's the associated clearing that's happening. And so you might go back to that training if you haven't, and just take a look at those chakra energy centers to reconnect with how those chakras are influencing the type of cleansing that's being asked for. So we appreciate your question. Thank you so much. And if you have more around that, please message us. If you have questions, any of you have questions about anything, send them in. You can email us directly at joy@joykingsborough.com. Just simply put in the subject line, question for Jonah, and we will add it to a future episode. Thank you so much.